I wonder if God's been speaking to you today through what David has said. It would be very easy for us to send you out, hear the call of the kingdom, let's go all joyful and happy and yes, we'll do stuff, but that all kind of fritters away over the course of the week because, oh well, we didn't really think about it too much. Our final song today, we want to give you the opportunity, we want to give all of us the opportunity, if God has been speaking to you about what you're doing, whether you're partnering with him in his work, to be able to kind of put a line in the sand or build a cairn or whatever analogy you want to use, to say, yes, I'm going to get serious about this. I'm going to get serious about following Jesus and doing what he's calling me to do. There might be something that he's just putting his finger on that he's saying, I want you to do this. And it might be costly. It might mean that you have to give up an ambition that you had yourself or something that seems to be a good idea to you, but you know that God's got a different idea. Well, I'd like us to use this final song to just get serious with God about it. And I really want to challenge us that please don't sing this song. It's Jesus, all for Jesus. Don't sing it if you don't mean it. It takes as much bravery not to sing a song like this as it does to stand and sing it. For me, at the moment, this song is really personal because the second verse says, all of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands. And I'm facing redundancy at the end of this month and don't know what God's got for me next, and I'm kind of waiting somewhat impatiently for God to tell me what he wants me to do next. So that's a difficult verse for me to sing. But we have to surrender these plans into his hands, and we have to give him everything. So if you're up for it, if you're up for serving God 100% and getting involved in his kingdom, then stand with me and let's sing this song together as we close. Prayer team will come and join us. If you've got an ambition, a hope, or a plan that you want to give to God, then this would be a good opportunity to just bring it physically before him just now.
All of God. Just as we close, can I say that if you would like prayer, there's prayer ministry over in my right and your left. There's also tea and coffee immediately afterwards. Tonight, with the young folks being away, we don't have a contemporary 6:30, but we're doing communion in the round. And I think I'm speaking to that tonight as well. So bless you. Go with the grace of God in your hearts, seeking to serve him each day. Bless you.